Organized by progressive group MoveOn.org, Close the Camps protests were held across the country this week. MoveOn planned the protests at legislators' local offices ahead of the holiday weekend, hoping the timing would mean members of Congress may be home for the 4th of July. Longtime lobbyist Barbara Devane was among the crowd, some of whom paid a visit to U.S. Senator Marco Rubio's office.
He, of all people that represent Florida, should understand why mothers and fathers would risk their lives to get their kids out of what they consider harm to their kids for a better life. And that's what America's all about.
Rubio's parents immigrated from Cuba in the late 1950s. Some other protesters say they're tired of inaction from the Trump administration. Jeremy Block was one of those braving the afternoon heat to get a message out as drivers whizzed by on Apalachee Parkway.
This t-shirt I'm wearing about don't separate the families is a t-shirt I got at last year's rally right at this spot, and nothing has changed in the last 12 months. We're still here, we still have the same issues, and they're still not being addressed.
Even after a number of Democratic presidential hopefuls toured the Homestead Detention Facility during debate week in South Florida days ago, Shari Gawanter is frustrated that nothing has moved on a policy level.
I think there's a lot of talk, and what we need is some action. I lost all of my family except for my mother and my grandparents and an aunt and uncle on my mother's side to the Holocaust. And what I'm seeing now feels just like that. So we can't stand by and do nothing. We have to do something.
About 60 people turned out to protest Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.